had dared hope for in those opening days. The Russian Revolution put a match to that pile of secret treaties and, indeed, to all the imperialist plans of the Allies. In the end, it will burn them all. The greatest of the Western Allies is now the United States of America, and the Americans have come into this war simply for an idea. 3.5 years ago, a few of us were saying this was a war against the idea of imperialism. Not German imperialism merely, but British and French and Russian imperialism. And we were saying this not because it was so, but because we hoped to see it become so. Today, we can say so, because now it is so. In those days, moreover, we said this is the war to end war, and we still did not know clearly how. We thought in terms of treaties and alliances. It is largely the detachment and practical genius of the great English-speaking nation across the Atlantic that has carried the world on beyond and replaced that phrase by the phrase, the League of Nations, a phrase suggesting plainly the organization of a sufficient instrument by which war may be ended forever. In 1913, talk of a world.